Well, hey, good morning. Happy Monday to you. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And so as I say that, you may be thrown off because typically Dean has the Drivecast on Mondays, I'm on Tuesdays, Kale on Wednesdays, so on and so forth. But I had the opportunity to teach at the Lewis Center campus as Dean was teaching at the Delaware campus. Kale is on his sabbatical right now, and so doing a bit of a rotation there to cover teaching in Delaware. But just a privilege and an honor to be able to be at Lewis Center. Always thankful for that opportunity. And we continued on in the Ecclesiastes series, Under the Sun, looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Just as a recap, of course, we see Solomon here in the voice of the preacher saying, hey, I pursued pleasure, trying to figure out, maybe this will satisfy my soul. It's as if Solomon is doing this great experiment upon himself. He's going to pursue all of these different things, trying to find what it is that will fill him. And he comes up woefully short again and again. But he says in verse 1 of chapter 2, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself. And so in verse 10, we see him say, and whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for my toil. And so in this as well, we see him pursuing hundreds of wives, hundreds of concubines. We see him building, building upon building, planting vineyard upon vineyard, but it's never enough. It's fascinating because to an extent, we are created to find pleasure in these things, right? We should find pleasure in the love and companionship of our spouse within the biblical parameters of marriage. We should find pleasure and enjoyment in the work that God has given us to do. Work existed before sin entered the world. Work is not sinful in and of itself, but it can be if it becomes that which we pursue to satisfy our souls. You see, what's really interesting here is that as Solomon is trying to satisfy his soul, he's pursuing all of these things that have pleasure inherently within them. And yet, the more fully he pursues them, it's as if he robs himself of the very pleasure of them. And that brings up, I think, a really important point. If we pursue pleasure without boundaries, we'll actually rob ourselves of pleasure. And that is so, I think, counterintuitive to our culture, to our day today, that we think we can just pursue more. More is always better. Bigger is always better. And that's just a lie. If you look in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3, just think about this for a moment. Adam and Eve are placed in the center of the Garden of Eden, and there is pleasure all around them. There is beauty all around them. There is perfection all around them. They have each other, and clearly God has given them a command, be fruitful and multiply. So, you know, they're likely, you know, being fruitful. And so there is so much pleasure surrounding them. And yet, what happens? They have this one rule. You can eat of the trees, but don't eat of that one. And what do? Well, we've got all of these other things. We've got all of this beauty, all of this pleasure surrounding us. But that looks really interesting. And so they step out of the boundary that God has placed upon them. They eat of the fruit, and apparently it's tasty because Eve gives Adam a bite, and Adam is just as much to blame here as Eve. He's standing right there. And apparently it's good. And yet what happens? They're actually then removed from this epicenter of pleasure, in a sense, in the very presence of God. And again, the beauty of God's creation. They're actually removed from that epicenter of pleasure, placed outside of the Garden of Eden. And so because they went out of bounds, they actually robbed themselves of the very thing that they wanted. You see that? And I think the same thing is true for us. You see, if we go out of the boundaries that God has placed, we'll actually rob ourselves from experiencing the pleasure that God intended us to experience. And I think that's a real warning for us. You see, God designed us to experience pleasure, but he designed us to experience pleasure from him ultimately and in the boundaries that he has set up. And so I think the question for us is, if we find ourselves in a position of not feeling fulfilled, not feeling satisfied, we've first got to ask ourselves, well, what's really the delight of my heart? Because our desires often follow our delight. You know, our desires, what we find pleasure in, we'll pursue. And what we pursue is often really our ultimate delight, this thing that we're looking forward to most. And so the question is Jesus our delight? Because if Jesus is our delight, our desires will conform to what delights him. And therefore, we will seek after things that give us pleasure that align with the will of God. And at the same time, I just want to ask us, are we going out of bounds of the parameters that God has set up for our experience of pleasure. And you're the only one who can answer that question. Maybe you're going out of bounds in how God has designed work to give us pleasure. Maybe you're going out of bounds in how God has designed sex to give us pleasure. Maybe you're going out of bounds in how parenting is designed to give us pleasure. I don't know what it is, but sometimes actually less is more. And following God's decrees, God's commands, there's actually a lot of freedom being bound to Christ. There's actually incredible bondage when we try and seek freedom from the laws of Christ. And man, what stunning realities we have in Christ, that he has set us free, but not so that we could go back to bondage. And so I ask that the Holy Spirit this morning would just convict us of where are we out of bounds? Where are we not really conforming to what Christ would have us conform to as we seek to really be slaves of Christ, not slaves to our own passions, to our own fleshly desires. And so with that, I want to pray for us. I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us tomorrow and the rest of the week as well. I'll pray for us first, and I want you to really pray about the things that I just mentioned as well at the end. Father, we come to you with surrendered hearts, I pray, that we would really be able to identify maybe areas of our lives that we are pursuing things without limits. And as we pursue things without limits, without your limits, we actually find less meaning, less satisfaction, less joy. And so would you work in our hearts in such a way that we would be satisfied in you, Jesus, that we would delight in you, Jesus. And as we delight in you, our desires would conform to your desires, and the things that we find pleasure in would be right and good. And you would receive glory, and we would receive satisfaction from you in our souls. Convict us, lead us to repentance and ultimate joy as we conform to you, Jesus. We need you. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray these things. Amen.